From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Caroline Ballard. Utah has a bad reputation when it comes to air quality. As KUER's John Reed reports, while there are much worse places in the world, pollution doesn't stop at the border.
For short-term pollution, the West Coast dominates the American Lung Association's list of top 25 most polluted cities. The Wasatch Front ranks 8th in the country. Still, a recent New York Times report shows the U.S. has some of the cleanest air in the world, especially compared to India, where air quality monitors show the entire country in red, with deep pockets of purple for, quote, very unhealthy.
Our worst day is better than their best day.
That's Bo Call with Utah's Division of Air Quality. He says that while the state's emissions have been going down, we're not in the clear. Global emissions, they travel the world.
I think a couple of years ago, we were tracking the smoke from a fire in Siberia was coming over here and impacting us.
So while people need to continue to improve air quality at home, Call says pollution is still a global problem. John Reed, KUER News.
The Bureau of Reclamation announced this week that it will soon begin preparing an environmental impact statement for the Lake Powell pipeline and is now seeking public comment. The Bureau became the lead agency overseeing the environmental compliance of the project in October, after Utah withdrew its application with the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission. The public comment period will remain open until January 10th. In a rare show of holiday bipartisanship, Santa Claus and the Grinch came together today with a message to Utah lawmakers. Don't hold a special session on tax reform. KUER's Nicole Nixon reports.
Republican lawmakers have been pushing for a special session next week to pass a bill that would cut the income tax while imposing sales taxes on new things like gasoline, Netflix, and parking fees. But two opponents, dressed as Santa and the Grinch, joined a handful of Utahns opposing the special session. Here's St. Nick.
Christmas time is a time to show love and kindness, and not to hold special sessions.
The latest version of the bill hasn't been made public, but legislative leaders are pushing Governor Herbert to call a special session next Thursday. Nicole Nixon, KUER News.
You are listening to KUER News. I'm Caroline Ballard.